Hello.
Hi, Jeremy. Good morning. It's Honey from Local Splash.
Yes, good morning. How are you doing?
I am great. I'm doing fantastic. Thank you. How about yourself?
Oh, not bad. Just got to a site about an hour ago, and now I'm looking at one of the grossest tubs I've ever seen.
Oh.
Luckily, I
But I
have
think
power tools for that.
that's well, it's actually good to be busy, right? So
Oh,
now
I prefer
I am
busy.
Yes, absolutely. Definitely agree with that. Now, I am actually calling because if you could remember the last time we spoke about your account, I know you canceled with us, but you remember you mentioned about possible, signing up. So I wanted to check in how things are going with you right now.
So how things are going? I think I've had the newer Google business partner, what's it been, about 4 months now? 5 months?
I think more. Let's see, because I think it was August or October that you canceled with us. August.
August. Oh wow, yeah, it's been quite some time.
It's been a while. Yep.
Yeah, so I've still got the same one I went to, the third one, because I was really unhappy with the one I switched from you guys from, and then you guys were like you were very dependent on advertising, if I remember correctly. And then for whatever reason, they paused that. We weren't allowed to advertise,
Oh.
if I remember correctly. And you guys weren't able to get an answer about that in like a month's time, which Google's a pain in the ass. They're super slow. They don't care. So no blame on that. You never actually came up with a definitive reason. I think I can advertise again, but I haven't tried. I've just been letting them do everything in the background right now. So as far as the website they've built for me, I'm pretty happy with that. My rankings go up and down a little bit, but for the most part, I am on the first page now.
That's
I
good.
don't know how much longer I'm going to stick with them. I'm not really seeing much progress over the last month and a half. It's weird. It's like I get no calls for a month, and then I'll get a week where I'm guessing my ranking improves a little bit, and then I'll get like five calls in a week, six calls, and then like I don't really get anything after that for another couple weeks, and then I'll get a few more calls. It's very hit and miss. I got to figure out what's happening with that. So far, they've done okay. They've done all right with the background stuff. That's more of what they concentrate on is just the SEO. So I'm a little hit and miss with them. I think I'm paying like $300 a month for them, and I'm with Townsquare.
We have a sound here. I see.
Yeah.
All right, so yep, just checking in with you just in case maybe we can go ahead and restart again the campaign. If you could remember when we did the SEO with you were actually ranking first already. Like when we search for Jeremy's cleaning service or cleaning, sorry, cleaning service in Richmond, New York, you were number one already as per my notes here. So we had some issues. Yeah, you're right. We had some issues about the Google ads. It got suspended by Google. But yeah, I'm glad to know that it has finally been resolved. So at least whenever you're ready to go and start doing the ads, it's already good. But anyways, yeah. Do you think there could be a possibility that you would be like, signing up again with us and then I'll touch base with you?
Yeah, there's a possibility. I got to get in touch with them again. I like to give them like a month and a half in between me bugging them, because if I just let it go to nothing, that's what they do is nothing. So I got to kind of hit on them, be like, all right, I want to expand the website, and because I'm pretty happy with the website. Like, I like your guys' website. I think this one's a little bit better. It's just a little bit more aesthetically like,
Pleasing.
I don't want to say masculine, but it's more of like a masculine website with sort of like a feminine website, because it's a cleaning service. Yeah, I'm gonna get on them a little bit and see what they're saying, because I don't, for $300 a month, I don't really know how long I can justify that for. If things aren't improving, but they just added like 15 more keywords. So things are in a little bit of limbo right now, and I expect that to happen as they add and they build the website to back that up. Because I believe you guys are like $129 a month for your base rate, if I remember correctly.
I think I gave you a discount. It was $199, but I gave you a discount for that, so it went down to, let me check. I think the lowest was $149. Let me see. Oh yeah, it was actually $149. You got the lowest pricing.
Okay. So $149. And what do you guys do in the background, just to I can compare apples and oranges here?
Yes. So of course, part of the SEO is that we make sure that your Google listing has the appropriate or the correct keywords to make sure that you are relevant to your customers. We update your listing from time to time so that there is always like activity to it, making sure that Google sees that you are an active business. So like simple, like a posting. So we actually do that for you because that increases the ranking and visibility. So apart from that, we do posting for you. We have like 3 times a week for accounts that are very low that really needed to be like fueled up. But on regular posting, we do it like once a week to twice every month, just for like how we call it, like maintenance. But definitely, with SEO, we go ahead and make sure that all of your information all across platforms is correct or the same. Because that's one thing that is correct.
That was one thing Townsquare had to correct right off the bat. That was kind of why I got rid of Stay Listed and I went with them. Because they're like, one of your problems you have is you have 2 websites. And like that was my fault.
Yeah.
I insisted on that because I wanted to see which one I liked better. But he said the other thing was I had a couple things in the background, and I don't know if it was you guys or Stay Listed, but there was like some incorrect information. And I knew something was wrong because I was getting calls from the Warnerville post office, which we have a very similar phone number.
Oh.
So that could have even been like the reason for like the Google Ads suspension. I don't know.
It could be. It could be.
Google is a fucking pain in the ass liberal company, and if it's not perfect, they're not happy.
Yeah, if any slight inconsistency actually brings your business down to ranking, so that's not really a good idea to have 2 websites, different information all across platforms. So because you think it's a scam, so they don't want that. They want you to be credible and have like the same information.
It's their job to get the best person out there to make people happy, so they keep going to Google.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. So I will go ahead and touch base with you. Let's see. It is March. Let's see, April. At the end of April. Would that be okay?
Yeah. Let's say sometime in the middle of April would be good because I bill on like the 23rd or 24th with those guys, and I have to give a couple days notice if I do ever cancel with them. To not pay an extra month.
Yeah,
one thing, no matter who I go with, if I go with anybody else, I mean, technically, I could probably take the time to do all the shit myself, but I am pretty busy. The website, I would want to keep the same.
No problem.
I'm pretty
I'm
sorry. I'm pretty content with what they've done.
Yes, I think we do have options like that where you can keep the website only, like just like hosting services. So even if you switch,
well, technically, I bought the domain off you guys. If I remember correctly.
Ah, yeah, I remember. Yes, that's correct. I think here we built in 99, so you actually own the domain. But yes, they do offer.
So I don't think I don't think they can give me any issue on that, charging me anymore, because I did buy that out from you guys.
But the design is actually theirs. But I don't know how they go ahead. Because if for us, for example, you decide to cancel the new one, the design, we actually give it to them. It's no extra cost. We just buy the domain and you can have the design. But I don't know with Townscare. But if ever I know
that
they
was
have
the deal I worked out with them, but I can't say for certain. It was my memory's good, but it's not a fucking steel trap anymore by any means.
Okay, that's good. All right, so I will call you on April 20.
Okay, son. Yes, that'll be good. What day of the week is that?
That is going to be, I think, a Monday. Yeah, Monday. Or would you prefer me a Tuesday call?
No, Monday's good.
Perfect. All right.
Because my son's birthday is the 19th, so that works out perfect.
Oh, Oh, that's good. Well, should I get advance happy birthday then? Since we'll be talking the day after. All right.
Okay,
so
that sounds good. I will speak to you on. Yeah, you're welcome. I will speak to you on April 20th.
Yes. April 20th, Monday. Thanks, Jeremy.
Okay, thank you.
Enjoy your day. Bye-bye.
Bye.